स्पाइस रेडियो और रेडियो रमजम सुन रहे हैं। आप गपशप का प्रोग्राम है। हमारी घड़ियों में बाद दोपहर के 2:07 हुआ चाहते हैं। अब से लेकर 3 बजे तक आपका और हमारा साथ रहेगा हमारे आज के इस कार्यक्रम में, जिसका नाम बड़े प्यार से हमने गपशप रखा है, क्योंकि इसमें वो सभी बातें जो आज आपकी नज़रों में अटकेंगी, खटकेंगी और दिल में समाएंगी, उन सबको लेकर हम हाजिर हैं। ये बताते हुए कि कल के बहुत ही गर्म मौसम के बाद आज बादल छाए हुए हैं और तापमान हमारे स्टूडियो के बाहर 9 डिग्रीज के करीब है। अलबत्त जब मैं वापस दफ्तर की तरफ आ रही थी तो मैंने नोटिस किया कि बादल थोड़े से छट रहे हैं, लेकिन दैट्स नॉट गोना हैपन, क्योंकि कल और परसों बरसात होगी, लेकिन मूसलाधार बरसात नहीं होगी। स्टूडियो के अंदर का मौसम एज ऑलवेज बहुत ही अच्छा है, और आज तो ख़ास क्योंकि कुमुद प्रसाद जी आज हमारे साथ हैं, जो कि एक फाइनेंशियल एडवाइज़र हैं और मॉर्गेज कंसल्टेंट हैं, और उनको पिछले 20 साल से ज़्यादा का भी तजुर्बा है इस फील्ड में। तो आइए प्रोग्राम में उनका स्वागत करें। कुमुद जी, प्रोग्राम में आपका बहुत बहुत स्वागत है, कैसे हैं आप?
मैं ठीक हूँ, थैंक यू सुषमा जी फॉर गिविंग मी एन अपॉर्चुनिटी, एंड आई वुड लाइक टू थैंक लिसनर्स ऑफ स्पाइस रेडियो एज़ वेल।
पिछली बार जब आप आए थे तो कुछ लोगों ने फोन भी किए थे, आई एम होपिंग कि आज भी लोग करेंगे।
जी जी जी।
सो आज मैं सोच रही थी कि लेट्स टॉक अबाउट लिविंग बेनिफिट्स। तो ये लिविंग बेनिफिट जो ये लफ्ज़ है, लिविंग बेनिफिट, ये क्या है, इसके बारे में थोड़ा समझाइए पहले।
सर, वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट लिविंग बेनिफिट एज फार एज इंश्योरेंस इज कंसर्न। सो नॉर्मली जब इंश्योरेंस की हम बात करते हैं, पीपल थिंक इट्स अ लाइफ इंश्योरेंस ओनली, बट देयर इज अ ह्यूज डिफरेंस बिटवीन लाइफ इंश्योरेंस एंड द लिविंग बेनिफिट इंश्योरेंस। सो लाइफ इंश्योरेंस इज अ डेथ बेनिफिट विच इज पेड आउट आफ्टर द पासिंग अवे, बट लिविंग बेनिफिट इज अ बेनिफिट एज इंश्योरेंस विच पेज यू yourself while you are still living and while you are still enjoying your life.
So, जब आपने कहा कि ये आपको मिलता है, so then in what circumstances do you get a living benefit?
Okay, so before we go there, I will tell you what the living what type of insurance is there in the living benefit.
ज़रूर.
And then we'll come to that one.
Okay.
So, living benefit includes critical illness.
Oh.
Disability.
Uh-huh.
Creditor insurance.
अच्छा.
Long-term care, and even travel insurance.
वो सब इसमें आता
है। वो सब इसी के अंदर है। सो किस सर्कमस्टांसेस में होता है, एवरी लिविंग बेनिफिट इज डिफरेंट। फॉर एग्जांपल विल डाइसेक्ट ईच वन ऑफ देम सेपरेटली।
हाँ जी।
स्टार्टिंग विद क्रिटिकल इलनेस, डिसेबिलिटी एंड क्रेडिटर इंश्योरेंस।
जी।
सो इफ यू टॉक अबाउट क्रिटिकल इलनेस इंश्योरेंस इज एन इंश्योरेंस विच पेज यू अ लंप सम अमाउंट ऑफ मनी, से $100,000-$200,000 when you are diagnosed with a life-threatening disease. Life-threatening diseases like cancer, heart attack, stroke, or bypass surgery, even like blindness or organ transplant or kidney failure, they pay you a lump sum amount of money on that one.
So, koi list hoti hogi in bimariyon ki?
There are about 26 covered illnesses.
Okay.
So they're quite comprehensive. It's not very easy to remember them.
No, of course not.
But since most of the time it is the payout is due to cancer.
Right.
So cancer becomes the most important part of it.
और फिर दूसरी बात ये भी तो है, within our own community we've got a lot of issues हमारी health के बारे में. अगर आपको diabetes है तो it can lead to other diseases as well. So वो complications जो हो जाती है, then that of course will also be covered.
Yes,
in that
everything is covered. So there are definitions for everything. If you meet these definitions, and then you get a payout.
Okay.
And the statistically, and I just want to go a little bit on history on that one.
Uh-huh, please.
So what happened in 1970s, there was a heart surgeon in South Africa. His name was Dr. Maurice Bernard.
Mm-hmm.
So he was doing surgery, and then what he realized is that those people after doing heart surgery, they become physically okay, but their financial situation worsens. So since they are not able to go to work or do daily activities of life, and they don't have source of income or payout. So what he did is, 80s, he got down with some of the insurance companies and devised this critical illness insurance. It started in South Africa, then went to UK, Australia, US, and came here in late 1980s.
Wow. I remember Christian Bernard, Maurice Bernard. I remember his story, and we should give credit to him for starting something like
Absolutely.
This.
Absolutely. It was incredible.
Hanji. So So all the insurance companies honor that?
All the insurance companies which gives you insurance,
yes,
they have to honor it.
Hmm.
And the reason is that insurance company insure themselves too.
Acha.
So it's not that, for example, there's one insurance company which has got written down a policy of, say, about $500 million.
Mm-hmm.
And if, God forbid, or whatever reason, they have to pay out more and they don't have enough fund, they will go to reinsurer.
I see.
And reinsurer does that. So most of the insurance, I will say all the insurance company in North America is foolproof. Mm. If they commit you, they have to pay you.
Okay. So ye to hua ek part.
Ji.
उसका दूसरा पार्ट भी आप कह रहे थे काफी पार्ट्स हैं
यहाँ जी उसका दूसरा पार्ट है कि मैं ये जानना पहले की स्टैटिस्टिक्स देख लेते हैं अबाउट 70,000 हार्ट अटैक्स आर एक्सपेक्टेड दिस ईयर 40,000 to 50,000 स्ट्रोक्स एंड 240,000 स्ट्रोक सॉरी कैंसर इज एक्सपेक्टेड
ओह माय गॉड
व्हाट डज इट मीन इज दैट 2.2% आउट ऑफ 5 पीपल विल गेट कैंसर
2.2
आउट ऑफ 5 So it's not a small number.
No.
I'm yet to see a family whose family member or someone has not been struck with this rarity.
Right.
So it's very important to protect yourself against these things.
Hmm.
And next part is why it is important.
Hmm.
So critical illness is very important because financial protection.
Hmm.
Now you become sick. If you don't have anything, then what happens? You start dipping into your savings, either the RRSP, TFSA. So now if you're planning to retire at 65, it will be 75 now. Second part, it protects your personal saving. Second part is income replacement. If you're working in a place and then because you got a critical illness, you are not able to work there. So if this pays you out and you can afford not to work there for 6 months, 1 year, and you can use the money. There is no restriction on this money. You can use it the way you like it.
Mm.
You can hire a nanny. You can go for alternate medicine. You can take holidays.
Mm.
If you have to go for medical appointment, you can take a taxi.
Mm-hmm.
So you can use it the way you like it. So these are some of the important things on critical illness. I feel that every person should have critical illness because it needs to be a part of your financial planning.
We've got a caller on the line. I think I'd like to take that. And then we'll break for a commercial break. Line 4, thank you for calling. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Fine, thank you, Ji.
My question is, I am a heart patient and I am 60 years old. So can I take critical illness at this stage when it's already detected that you have some blockages and all that stuff?
Yes, so that's a very good question. If you have a heart disease, you still don't have a heart attack, but you have diagnosed with that. So what we have is some simplified issue. As long as you are stable, your condition is stable for about 12 months, we can get you a simplified issue without any medical examination. That's exactly right. Yeah, so you can get it. Yeah.
So at this point in time, if I means, what will it be if I am a heart patient and I want to get it roughly? What is it going to be like the insurance premium and all that? And is it how many years does that disability last? Is it for lifelong or is it for a certain period of time?
So you're talking about disability or you're talking about your critical illness now?
Critical illness.
Okay, yeah. So critical illness, normally people, it depends on you what you want to take it. We have term 10, term 20, term 65, term 75, or in term 100. So,
okay.
And then on the amount which you want to have it. So I will say just in your case, probably 50 to 100,000 until the age of 75 will be just good fit for you. And as far as the premium is concerned, it will be on a higher side. I will say about $200 to $250 a month, depending on what you're taking it, probably $50,000 to $100,000. I cannot give you exact number because I don't have a computer on me.
And for that, if he needs more information, he can always call you, can't
yes.
he?
Yes.
and caller, do you have paper and pencil with you?
Yes, I do.
May I get Kumuji to give you his telephone number?
Yes,
sir.
So my phone number is 778-707-4960.
Ek baar phir se.
4960.
Did you get it?
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate your help. And we'll be in touch.
Thank you, caller.
We'll take a short commercial break, Umuji, and then we'll be right back.
Yes.
स्पाइस रेडियो और रेडियो रंजन सुन रहे हैं आप. गपशप का प्रोग्राम है. कुमुद प्रसाद जी आज हमारे साथ हैं. कुमुद जी, एक कॉलर ने अभी फोन किया एंड वांटेड टू फाइंड आउट कि किस उम्र तक वो क्रिटिकल इलनेस इंश्योरेंस ले सकते हैं. सो मेरा सवाल आपसे ये होगा कि अगर किसी की तबीयत खराब है, जैसे इन कॉलर ने कहा, राइट, तो कौन सी उम्र से शुरू कर सकते हैं? इज इट इम्पेरेटिव कि आप यंग हो तब शुरू करें या ओल्ड भी हो तब भी शुरू कर सकते हैं?
So insurance ka in general rule of thumb is the earlier you start the better it is. Lekin aksar maine dekha heart chest mein pain hone laga and people are start looking for insurance one. This is more of a rule than an exception. So jahan tak insurance ki baat hai to क्रिटिकल इलनेस इंश्योरेंस तो सिंप्लीफाइड इशू भी है हमारे पास, जिसमें मेडिकल टेस्ट नहीं होते हैं. और वो उन लोगों के लिए बना हुआ है जिनकी सेहत बहुत अच्छी नहीं है. ये आजकल मिलेनियम्स के पास टाइम नहीं होता है, तो वो बोलते हैं कि नहीं जी मेरा कर दो, कैसे भी कर दो, उनको मेडिकल के लिए मत बोलो. तो उनके लिए भी इंश्योरेंस है. प्रीमियम थोड़ा सा ज्यादा होता है, 5%, 10%, क्योंकि मेडिकल अंडरराइटिंग नहीं होती. और एक बात और मैं बताना चाहता हूँ, हमारे पास मनी बैक पॉलिसीज है कि आपने एक पॉलिसी ली और उसको अपना 15-20 साल चलाया, फिर बोले कि नहीं जिसमें जान नहीं है, मजा नहीं आ रहा, तो सारा का सारा प्रीमियम आपका बैक हो जाएगा.
ओह, आई हैव नेवर हर्ड दैट बिफोर. कि फर्ज कीजिए मैंने इंश्योरेंस ली है अपनी लाइफ पे, या मैंने इंश्योरेंस ली है क्रिटिकल इलनेस की, और 10 साल पे करने के बाद आई एम थिंकिंग अरे मेरे को अभी तक तो कुछ नहीं हुआ, तो छोड़ देते हैं, तो वो जितने पैसे जमा किए हैं वो सारे वापस आ जाएंगे?
हाँ, क्रिटिकल इलनेस में है कि उसके सर्टेन टर्म्स एंड कंडीशंस होते हैं. यू हैव टू रन इट फॉर सर्टेन पीरियड ऑफ टाइम.
ओके, सो गिव मी अ रफ आइडिया या कोई एग्जांपल दीजिए.
फॉर एग्जांपल यू आर 40 और आपने टर्म 75 ले लिया, दैट मींस यू वांट टू बी कवर्ड टिल द एज ऑफ 75,
राइट.
एंड 60-65 मींस ओके आई हैव रन इट फॉर 20 years, 25 years. And now I have no obligation,
जरूरत
नहीं है. I don't want it. So उस केस में आपको प्रीमियम वापस कर देंगे. उसका it will be done in a phased manner. If you want about at the age of 55 इतना देंगे, 60 में इतना देंगे, 65 तक normally पूरा का पूरा pay कर देते हैं आपको.
So वो पैसे जो आपने पे किए हैं वही वापस आपको आएंगे.
हाँ, प्रीमियम आपने जो पे किया है वो
उस पे इंटरेस्ट तो नहीं है, वापस आएगा?
नहीं, इंटरेस्ट नहीं है, लेकिन इंटरेस्ट तो आपका है कि आपने उसने आपको कवर किया है.
That's the interest.
100,000 का उसने पूरा कवरेज दिया, गारंटी दिया आपको.
That's true. So क्रिटिकल इलनेस इंश्योरेंस के बारे में आपने मुझे समझा दिया, उसकी इम्पोर्टेंस आपने समझा दी कि इसके लिविंग बेनिफिट्स क्या है. अगर किसी की सेहत ठीक नहीं है और वो चाहते हैं कि मेडिकल न करवाएं, आपने कहा वो भी करवा सकते
जी,
हैं, सो देयर इज नो इश्यू इन दैट. और सपोज करो कि क्रिटिकल इलनेस लेने के बाद
जी.
आपने कहा, किसी ने कहा कि हम, वैसे मैं समझती हूँ कि अगर आप 20 साल पे करते आ रहे हैं और लास्ट 10 years आप नहीं पे करना चाहते, तब आपको कुछ हो जाता है, तब क्या करेंगे आप? सो आई थिंक इट्स बेटर कि इफ यू बीन पेइंग फॉर इट कंटिन्यू टिल द एंड.
Yes, it is absolutely right. Normally, I recommend nahi karta hun, but if people want it, we give them because they think it's a peace of mind. But actually, say from age 40 till 75 or 80, something or other normally happens to about 90% of the people.
so agar kisi ne 20 saal ki umar mein shuru kiya hai, वो 40 में खत्म कर सकते हैं.
बिल्कुल कर सकते हैं.
लेकिन जिन्होंने 40 में शुरू किया वो 60 में मत खत्म करें.
When you have the highest chance of something happening.
Right. I also wanted to talk to you about disability insurance.
जी, जी.
उसके बारे में कुछ बताइए ना. डिसेबिलिटी अलग अलग किस्म की होती है.
जी.
एक तो फिजिकल भी होती है.
जी.
एक मेंटल डिसेबिलिटीज भी हो सकती है.
जी. तो डिसेबिलिटी इंश्योरेंस एसेंशियली इज इनकम रिप्लेसमेंट इंश्योरेंस.
अच्छा.
सो आप कहीं काम कर रहे हैं और फॉर सम रीजन, फॉर वॉट एवर रीजन, आई विल कम टू दैट रीजन, यू आर नॉट एबल टू परफॉर्म द वर्क ऑफ योर
सेम वर्क
और सो उस केस में डिसेबिलिटी इंश्योरेंस, यू कैन हैव डिसेबिलिटी इंश्योरेंस. or most of this federal government, provincial government, and big corporation, they have some sort of things. But most of the smaller companies, they don't offer disability insurance.
No.
So disability insurance can be because of two reasons. One is an accident, which is quite obvious. You're going somewhere and you had an accident, any sort of accident. You're not able to perform the duties of your work. Second is illness. Illness can also be divided into two parts. One is physical illness, like cancer, heart attack, stroke. That is one part. Second thing is stress. Because I have seen people going on disability because their marriage broke up. And they were so stressed they could not perform the work of the duty of the work, and they went on stress leave, which is disability insurance, which is covered in disability insurance. So, but so most of these big corporations, they have this sort of provisions.
Let's talk about physical disability. Car accident hua, usme aajkal to agar aap dekhen to ICBC ne to sabka, I will use a very strong word, beda ghar kar rakha hai.
Bilkul.
You know, kisi ko no fault insurance mein kisi ki bhi dekhbhal nahi hoti. So usme ek zamana tha jab aapka accident hua, aapko bahut zyada chot lagi, to lawyers involved hue, ab paisa milta hai. Ab wo nahi milta, koi paisa nahi milta. So then in that case, although the government, humne unse jab interview kiya, humne unse pucha ki aapne ye itne sare paise jama kiye hain, bachaye hain, तो यू नो उनका क्या कर रहे हैं आप. एंड आई वाज टोल्ड कि जितना भी पैसा आता है इंश्योरेंस का वो खर्च होता है, क्योंकि बहुत सी चीज़ें वो देते हैं लोगों को. जैसे फॉर एग्जांपल अगर आपका एक्सीडेंट हो गया है तो आपको अगर मसाज थेरेपी पे जाना है, किसी और थेरेपी पे जाना है, उसकी वो पेमेंट करेंगे उस कंपनी को जहाँ पर आप जाके कर रहे हैं. सो इन अदर वर्ड्स, लॉयर्स को देने के बदले इन दूसरी कंपनियों को पैसे जा रहे हैं, आप ही की जेब में नहीं जा रहे. दैट्स द ओनली थिंग, राइट. सो जो लोग डिसेबल हो जाते हैं, फॉर एग्जांपल उनका कोई हाथ पांव टूट जाता है या पैराप्लीजिक हो जाते हैं, उस केस में तो इंश्योरेंस कंपनीज कम्स इन हैंडी, क्योंकि आईसीबीसी तो है नहीं, अब मतलब है पर नहीं है पैसे.
हाँ, so उसके लिए यू शुड हैव योर पर्सनल इंश्योरेंस.
हाँ,
और डिसेबिलिटी इंश्योरेंस जस्ट प्योरली बिकॉज ऑफ एक्सीडेंटल डिसेबिलिटी इंश्योरेंस इज रिलेटिवली चीप.
Okay.
But there are two parts. If you want to go and take a full disability insurance, there are various factors.
Okay.
First factor is accident. Second factor is illness.
Third
factor is this: how many years you want to continue.
Achha.
2 years, 5 years till the age of 65.
Yeah.
2 years or 5 years mein kya hota hai? Your own occupation. They will pay you if up to 2 years on your own occupation. But after 2 years, if they can find or they can prove that you can go to any other profession, they will stop paying you.
Achha.
So, and then you can go for 5 years, or, and usually disability finishes in 65, at the age of 65.
65 ka apne do teen baar zikr kiya hai. I guess 65 because people get insurance, pension milni shuru ho jati hai.
Pension milni shuru ho jati hai. But there is a clause there, if you continue to work whatever you are doing, then they will cover you beyond 65. But then you have to have insurance accordingly.
Right. So ye to hui disability jo ki physical hui.
Ji.
So disability, aapne, you touched on disability which is mental as well.
Mental, yeah. So physical mein, if I go for the illness part, jiski medical underwriting full hoti hai,
acha,
jaise critical illness ki hoti hai, to us case mein hota hai, you get for example heart attack, and you are not able to go to work, so disability insurance will pay you 2/3 of your salary as a disability benefit or whichever you have chosen for. Because your premium based how much disability insurance you are taking it. So based on that, they will pay you and for the same period. So it supplements critical illness insurance, disability insurance. And then stress leave is lots of insurance company want to avoid paying for stress leave in the sense it is hard to prove. And they will hide under the corner, okay, you, what is the proof that you are doing it? Similar thing with a back pain. If you fall down and say, okay, I fell down and I have got back pain. So insurance companies, they try to limit their exposure to 3 months to 4 months.
Right.
And they have written a clause that unless there is a physical physical display in X-ray that you have got a disability because of that, they limit themselves to 3-4 months.
Right. Kumi ji, mere paas do char aur bhi sawal hain. I think we'll take a very short commercial break and come back and ask you these questions. Kumi ji, hamare saath 3 baje tak rahenge. Agar aap unse koi sawal puchna chahte ho to 604-280-1200 ya 604-299-8863 hamare telephone number hai. Spice Radio, Radio Ranjam sun rahe hain. Aapka Apshap ka program hai. Kumi ji aaj hamare saath hain. Hum mortgages ke bare mein, Kumi ji waise financial advisor bhi hain. लेकिन वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट लिविंग बेनिफिट स्टूडियो और मैं कुमुजी आपसे पूछना चाह रही थी कि लेट्स टॉक अ लिटिल बिट मोर अबाउट यू नो इंश्योरेंस की लिविंग बेनिफिट्स के बारे में हमने बात कर ली. आई वांटेड टू आस्क यू अबाउट लाइफ इंश्योरेंस पॉलिसीज. इंश्योरेंस पॉलिसीज आपने प्रोग्राम के शुरू में कहा अलग अलग किस्म की होती हैं एंड ढेर सारी इंश्योरेंस पॉलिसीज भी होती हैं. सो होल लाइफ पॉलिसी, फिर लाइफ पॉलिसी, फिर टर्म पॉलिसी. मैंने बहुत से टर्मिनोलॉजी सुनी है, आप इनके बारे में कुछ समझाएंगे?
जी, दैट्स माय फेवरेट टॉपिक.
अच्छा, वेरी गुड.
सो लाइफ इंश्योरेंस को आप दो चीज में बांट सकते हैं, एसेंशियली दो पार्ट में. वन इज टर्म इंश्योरेंस एंड वन इज होल लाइफ इंश्योरेंस.
ठीक है.
टर्म लाइफ ये होता है टर्म 10, टर्म 20, टर्म 25, 30, इवन 75 और 100 तक जाता है टर्म. सो टर्म इंश्योरेंस क्या होता है? दिस इज लाइक अ रेंटल अम्ब्रेला, रेंटल कार. एज लॉन्ग एज यू पे द रेंट फॉर दैट कार,
इट्स योर्स.
कार इज योर्स. सिमिलरली टर्म इंश्योरेंस इज दैट यू पे द प्रीमियम, यू आर कवर्ड फॉर दैट थिंग. एंड ऑब्वियसली एज योर एज गोज अप, दिस premium also goes up.
Oh, in every term policy the premium goes up?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So,
all right.
So if you and then these term policies are automatically renewable and convertible.
Achha.
That means agar aapne term 10 policy le liye, so aap, for example if you have a big liability of $1 million aaj ke din mein, humne kaha hum 10 saal ke liye term le lete hain aur 10 saal ke baad hum isko change convert kar denge. तो आप क्या करेंगे, टर्म 10 ले लिया और 8 ईयर्स डाउन द रोड आप बोलेंगे कि ठीक है इसमें हाफ ऑफ इट मैं इसको होल लाइफ में कन्वर्ट कर सकते हैं. सो दे आर एंड देन इट विल रिन्यू ऑटोमेटिकली, सो रिन्यूएबल एंड कन्वर्टेबल.
अच्छा.
लेकिन इसमें टर्म पॉलिसी में एक है, इसमें कोई कैश वैल्यू नहीं होता है.
Which is in whole life mein hota hai.
Yeah, whole life mein hota hai. And let's coming back to whole life, which is by the way is my favorite topic to talk about. Whole life has got two components to it. One is pure cost of insurance and one is the investment part of it. So for example, agar aapne term 20 liya, here 20 pe life insurance liya, term 20 mein aapne say for example you are paying $30 a month. Here you might be paying $150 a month for the same policy. So, वहाँ पर डिफरेंस क्या है? यहाँ पर $30-$40 goes towards your insurance and rest of the money goes towards investment.
अच्छा.
So, and that and this is a tax deferred policy. That tax, that's not, I will not say tax deferred. It grows under the shelter of a tax system.
यानी कि जब आप चले जाते हैं तो आपकी जिनको भी आपने बेनिफिशियरी बनाया है उनको टैक्स नहीं देना पड़ता. That's what you mean.
नहीं, इसमें क्या है कि जैसे इसमें दो कंपोनेंट है. से लेट्स से फॉर एग्जांपल यू बाय $500,000 होल लाइफ पॉलिसी, तो एनुअल प्रीमियम इज अबाउट $3,000 पर ईयर. सो एंड यू कैन फिनिश पेइंग योर लाइफ इंश्योरेंस होल लाइफ पॉलिसी इन 10 ईयर, 15 ईयर, 20 ईयर्स, और यू कैन गो फॉर द होल लाइफ. से लेट्स फॉर एग्जाम्पल यू से अबाउट 20 पे होल लाइफ पॉलिसी आप ले रहे हैं एंड योर प्रीमियम इज $3,000 अ ईयर.
ठीक है.
सो इन 20 ईयर्स फास्ट फॉरवर्ड यू हैव पेड $60,000 एंड आफ्टर 60,000 पेइंग देन योर होल लाइफ इज योर पॉलिसी इज पेड फॉर रेस्ट ऑफ योर लाइफ. यू डोंट हैव टू पे एनीथिंग मोर देन दैट. योर लाइफ $500,000 पॉलिसी विल कीप ऑन ग्रोइंग. द बेस्ट पार्ट इज दैट व्हेन 20 ईयर्स टाइम यू हैव मोर कैश वैल्यू इनसाइड द पॉलिसी देन व्हाट यू हैव पेड. It means that 20 years down the road, when you have paid $60,000, not only your whole life policy is fully paid up, you have 70,000-80,000 of cash value sitting inside your policy, which you can access. Now, fast forward another 20 years. So this this 60,000 or 70,000 can become $150,000 and $200,000 because we talked about investment component. So that investment is giving a dividend.
So you really don't have to die to get that money.
No, that is why I have kept it under living benefit. You can access that money.
Okay.
You can access this money under two circumstances.
I want to ask you a question which I've always wanted to ask. Aaj se kuch saal pehle. There were policies like I used to be with Sun Life. I'm still with Sun Life. So Sun Life ki policy when I first came here in 1972 mein, to 74 mein policy, do teen policies maine li, choti choti, 5,000 ki, 10,000 ki, 30,000 ki. Those policies, I don't pay for them anymore because they are paid up. So I am now 78 years old. So that means ki age 60 or 65 tak, I think probably they were all paid up. Uske andar paise pade hain, which I can always take out.
Excellent.
In fact, I do remember borrowing money on my insurance policy, right? You can do that.
Yes.
To dusri cheez ye hui ki ek zamane mein insurance companies jo thi, jaise Sun Life was, unko apne phir shares nikalne pade. So what was that? What happened at that time?
So I'm not sure on those things, but I think that they were mutual companies, and they got demutualized.
That's what it is. And so so when everybody got either shares, जो आपके थे जितने भी
वो आपको मिल गए.
हाँ.
लेकिन आज के दिन में एक दो कंपनी ऐसी है.
हाँ.
जो they are still mutual companies.
Are they really? And yes. Which ones are those?
One which is coming top of my mind is Equitable Life.
And
agar aaj aapne Equitable Life ki policy li, or whole life policy li, and then you become a shareholder of
Right.
And then if they get demutualized, you get share of that.
That's right. Oh, isn't that just beautiful? So those shares were just amazing. I lost out on one policy which I didn't open my letter, so I lost out on having shares for that. But for Sun Life, I got over 800 shares.
They're huge now.
And they were like, you know, if you... but I cashed them about 4 or 5 years ago when I needed some money. And I got a lump sum money.
Yes.
Which was fantastic. And so the policy is still in effect.
Yes.
You're no wonder it's your favorite topic.
Yes. And, you know, another thing which I want to say that... insurance company, they make money on term insurance, but they lose money on whole life policies. The reason is that they say about 10,000 policy of term life, and chances of payment for one policy is 1 in 1,000,000.
Right.
Whereas whole life policy, they have to pay.
Yes.
So they collect all the money on term policy.
Yeah.
And actually subsidize the whole life policy.
Wow.
But
wow.
When on the other hand, people think that whole life policy is very expensive.
Right. No.
Let me tell you one more thing.
Yeah.
We can design a policy,
right?
Say $500,000,
yes,
or $1,000,000, depending on your age and premium, and then it would be such that by the time you turn 65, you'll have $1,000,000 cash sitting in your policy.
Wow!
Which you can access that cash, or and for your retirement,
right?
Say, for example, these days retirement is, nobody pays you pension except federal and provincial government.
Right, that's true.
And you have to have your own thing.
Yeah.
And the CPP and old age security, I don't know how long it is going to last.
No, not very long.
So if you have $1,000,000 policy, $1,000,000 cash sitting there, you can actually take out every year 20,000-25,000, depending on the situation, per year,
right,
to supplement your income.
Right.
And your policy is still in effect.
Right.
So we designed such a way that, okay, this is your policy and the age, what time you want to take out.
So, but
money.
You know, Kumuji, main aapki baatein sunke mujhe ye lag raha hai ki it is always better to buy an insurance policy when you're young. Because,
absolutely.
You know, instead of aap 30-40 saal ki umar mein jaake insurance policy kharidte hai, to 20 saal ki umar mein kharidi hui policy 30 years ki umar mein farak hoga usme.
Bilkul farak hoga, and then the insurance company, insurance works better if you buy it at a younger age. But you don't have an awareness that, oh, Younger people think that I'm never going to die. That's a distant thing. But before you realize, you turn 65, 75, 85, and then here it is.
That's right. बहुत सही बात आपने कही. And I usually wonder about things like that. हमारे पास एक caller हैं, उनको लेना चाहेंगे line 4 पे. Line 4, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, ma'am. Thank you.
Go ahead.
हाँ जी, मेरा क्वेश्चन ये है, अगर सपोज अगर समर आ रही है तो अगर हम ट्रैवल करते हैं तो ट्रैवल इंश्योरेंस जब हम कराते हैं तो किस किस चीज का ध्यान रखना चाहिए और किस किस चीज को मस्ट बी कवर्ड जब हम ट्रैवल करते हैं.
ओके, सो ट्रैवल इंश्योरेंस में क्या होता है, नॉर्मली दे कवर यू अप टू $5 million. And what is important is that you don't fall for if there is an accident is going to happen, don't do that. But other than that, you are covered practically for everything. $5 million, yeah, depending on.
Are they very expensive, the travel insurances?
No, they are very cheap. But as you grow old, after 65, it's hard to get a travel insurance. But for younger people, it's not a problem, not at all.
ठीक है, मैं आपको कॉल करूंगा सर मेरे ट्रैवल इंश्योरेंस के लिए, तो आप अपना नंबर प्लीज एक बार बता दें. तो
धीरे 7787074960.
थैंक यू सर, थैंक यू सो मच.
604-280-1200, 604-299-8863. अगर आप कुमु जी से बात करना चाहते हैं तो प्लीज फोन करें. कुमु जी, आई विल टेक अ वेरी शॉर्ट कमर्शियल ब्रेक एंड विल बी राइट बैक. स्पाइस रेडियो और रेडियो रिमझिम सुन रहे हैं आप, गपशप का प्रोग्राम है. हमारे साथ आज कुमुद प्रसाद जी हैं और हमने मॉर्गेजेस के बारे में बात की, इंश्योरेंस के बारे में बात की. पर मॉर्गेज इंश्योरेंस के बारे में मैं आपसे बात करना चाहती हूँ. सो दो चीज़ें जिनमें आप एक्सपर्ट हैं, मॉर्गेज में भी इंश्योरेंस में भी. सो व्हाट इज मॉर्गेज इंश्योरेंस और इज़ इट नेसेसरी टू परचेज मॉर्गेज इंश्योरेंस? क्यों खरीदनी चाहिए, कहाँ से लेनी चाहिए, क्यों लेनी चाहिए?
Yes, a very good question, and there is lots of misinformation going on in this one. So whenever you take a mortgage from any place, any lenders or mono lenders or any banks, they invariably offer you mortgage insurance.
Mm.
So mortgage insurance has three parts to it. One is life, one is critical illness and disability.
Mm.
So bank normally offers you these either of two, either life and critical illness or disability. But there is a problem in taking insurance from the mortgage insurance from the banks.
Mm.
And there are very good reasons for that. First thing is, bank is both the owner and beneficiary of this mortgage insurance.
Mm.
It means that if something happens to you, bank is the beneficiary and you're not the beneficiary.
Mm.
It means that if there is a death here, so bank says, okay, now $1 million is mine, mm, and you have the house.
Mm.
Whereas on the other hand, if it is your policy, $1 million is your, you say, bank, take 200,000 and 800,000 is mine and I will pay the premium the way I want.
Mm.
Second part is that it's a group insurance.
Mm.
Group insurance means smoker and non-smoker get the same rate.
Oh.
But if it is your individual policy and you're non-smoker, then your rates are way lower than the smoker rates.
Mm.
Here they club everything together.
Okay, that's the banks do that.
That banks do that.
Okay.
And the second, the third is normally your mortgage is for a certain term, 3 year, 5 year term. Let's say, for example, here it is 5 year term.
Hmm.
If you take the mortgage insurance from the bank, then what happens that they give you certain amount of, mortgage insurance. This is a premium per month, say about $80 a month. And then after five years, when you go to renew it, or if you refinance and go to another bank, this insurance is gone. And
then you start all over again.
All over again. And now you are 3 year older or 5 year older. So instead of 80, when you go for the next one, you're surprised. You'll say, oh, now it is $150 a month.
Hmm.
Whereas
if you had bought it when you bought the house and you bought your mortgage insurance from them, it will be.
So if it is a term 20 or term 30 term insurance, which you can take it, your premium is constant for next 30 years.
Hmm.
You don't have to worry about it. But bank, every 3 year, 5 year, your premium keeps on going up.
Mm-hmm.
And next thing is that medical underwriting, which is so important. What bank, if all of you who have taken insurance from the bank will realize that bank gives you, says, okay, you write, you give few questions here, tick it, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. And then here is your insurance, that's all about it.
Mm.
But what happens is a very, and then when the time comes for payout, then they do start underwriting on that one. That time you said this, that time you said that one.
And so do you mean to say that there are some questions that they don't explain to you and they are in fine print or something like that?
You answer those questions.
Yes.
And if you don't answer truthfully,
yeah.
that at the time of payout, they say, oh, you did not say this properly.
Right.
So we will deny you.
So there's more chances of denial.
So medical underwriting, and there's a very good documentary on CBC, Marketplace.
Hmm.
In denial mortgage insurance. They took interview for the few people who took mortgage insurance from the bank.
Right.
And they said they were deceived. But on the other hand, if you take it from financial advisor, the thing is that you are the owner and you are the beneficiary.
Right.
Your the amount of mortgage remains constant for period.
20 years, 30 years, 40 years, whatever it is.
And then premium is the same. The most important thing is underwriting is done upfront. What means that they will check your blood sugar, blood pressure, whatever, all those medical underwriting, and it is cast in stone after that. After that, they cannot deny you. So when you go for a claim, that time no insurance company cannot say no, will not give you because you did not say that one. So that's a very important thing. You buy insurance because of a rainy day or when you need it. And if you realize that That's not being honored. Where do you stand?
Yeah, exactly. So when you're talking about insurance, talking about mortgages, house and all that, we were hoping that Bank of Canada would reduce its interest rates. And that hasn't happened. And now people are thinking that maybe June mein kabhi jaake hoga. I have a feeling ke December mein jaake, September mein jaake, maybe they will reduce 1%. किसी को अगर मॉर्गेज लेनी हो इस समय पे, do you think this is the right time right now?
Yes and no, because because interest rates are so high,
yes,
that people are not venturing out to take the mortgage for two reasons. One is that they are not sure what is going to happen. Second thing is that a stress test is killing them because the rates are so high that they are not able to qualify.
I
will give you one example. Yeah. If you are earning $100,000,
right,
then you are only qualified for $450,000
mortgage.
That too, if you don't have a car loan, if you don't have any consumer loan. If you have a car loan, say, for which you're paying $500, then it becomes $300,000.
Oh my God, so you can't buy a house.
So that is one part. But having said that, if you have 20% down payment and other things, we have alternate lenders which where the rates are slightly high, we can go them. If the bank gives you 450, they can go up to 550 or 600,000.
Right.
And as far as the rate part is concerned, I find that fixed rates are coming down now. They are slightly on a better side. Bank posted rates are say about three-year posted rates about still about 5.75. But they are giving us a much lower rate. But please don't quote me on the rates today because rates today is only about for a few hours.
Oh yeah.
Tomorrow rates is different.
Yeah. So rates change because of our economy.
Yes, the economy is the ultimate factor, but bond, fixed rate is tied up with the bond yields.
Oh, bond.
And
yes,
bond yields has been fluctuating very widely all the time.
We've got a caller who wants to ask you a question, so let's take line number four. Line number four, how are you doing?
Hi.
Go ahead.
Okay, I would like to ask a question to Kumudji. I just need to know what is the difference between universal life and whole life.
Very good question. So universal life and whole life, both are whole life policies. So universal life, what happens, you choose your funds. For example, you take a 500,000 whole life policy on universal life, and then your premium is say about $250 a month or $3,000 in a year. So like I said, the whole life policy, there are two component to it. One is pure cost of insurance and other is investment part. So here in universal life, what happens, your advisor will have to invest that part of money. And that part has to be invested in the market. stock market. They have got a list of different funds. You go there and you choose them. And you have to manage those funds yourself. And some good time, those funds can do very well. Some bad time, those funds can do very bad. So what happens, there is lots of fluctuation in your investment. But as in the life insurance and the whole life, what happens that you don't want so much of fluctuation in your life. Because if you have bought a $500,000 policy, you want it to remain there. But here, if the fund value goes down, that might affect you again, and then you might have to put in some extra money. But whereas if you go for whole life policy, it is mostly a participating whole life policy. Your entire money is merged with the entire insurance company's investment, and whatever dividend they earned, that will be credited to your account. So as far as the safety part is concerned, I will go for whole life policy. But if you're a risk taker, if you want to play in the stock market, then universal life policy is probably better for you. Again, universal life policy, you have got two, cost of insurance is also two different ones. One is yearly YRT, and one is level cost of insurance till the age of 75, 100. YRT, what happens, your cost of insurance is low, but then it eventually escalates quite a bit later part of it. If you want to manage those risks, you're most welcome. But I feel that if it's a life insurance policy, you should not be playing with those high risks. Did I answer your question?
Yes, you answered my question. And there is another connecting question to it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I go for the whole life policy,
mm-hmm.
now, is there any critical illness joined together?
Yes, some are. Yes, go ahead. Sorry.
So I'm wondering, like, if I've taken the whole life policy, now, is the critical life insurance inclusive of it, or it is a different scenario altogether?
Yes, a very good question. Not many people know about it. So whole life policy, whatever value which is growing inside the policy, it can be accessed in case of critical illness. In case of life-threatening disease, Revenue Canada allows you to withdraw that money as a policy loan. Or you can even break the policy without any tax consequences. These are some of the special rules devised by the CRA, because how much money is going to grow inside the policy is totally governed by Revenue Canada.
Okay.
You can have a separate critical illness rider as well.
Right.
Okay. And so
it's
a separate thing. If we go for a whole life policy, we can withdraw the money
when
it is a critical time.
Yes.
But if I want to do it separately, then it is not possible.
No, you can do it separately. Separately, critical illness insurance is separate, and this thing, if you can merge it, this money can come out.
Okay.
Yeah,
why don't
you give me a call back, and then I can talk to you separately.
Sure. Thank you very much, Kumarji.
Thank you, Ji.
I would like to then ask you to give your telephone number, please.
778-707-4960.
Kumuji, as always, thank you so very much for explaining everything so beautifully and in great detail.
Thank you, Shushmaji. It has always been a pleasure to come and meet you.
Okay. With that, we come to the end of our program. Woh sabhi baatein jo aaj aapki nazaron mein atki, khatki aur dil mein samayi un sabko leke. We'll be here tomorrow. And Simpson Thomas and Associates ki taraf se Adam Yuland hamare studios mein honge kal. To stay tuned for the Drive Home Grind with DJ Flight and Maya right here on Spice Radio. Aur aapki request le rahe hain Nutan Radio Rimjhim pe.